this is a huge step forward in a way to build new renewables. And as solar systems continue to drop in cost, we're seeing more and more adoption. And this is a big way to move forward on renewable energy and efficiency as you get these systems put into place.
Obviously, a big push for renewable energy comes in the midst of the state shutting down 9 coal-fired power plants. Have they all been shut down at this point, or are we still in the phase-out period?
We're still in the phase-out period. There's still a number of coal plants out there, and DTE Energy has just released their coal retirement plan over the next decade or so. We'll see more and more retirements. And as we see those, we're hoping to see more solar, wind, renewable builds to help offset the drop in capacity there.
Let's look to some of the issues you'll be looking at in 2017. Certainly, protecting our water system is tremendously important, very vital. We've seen that with Flint. What are some things you're hoping to accomplish in terms of protecting the water as we move forward in 2017?
All right. So first off, one of our big priorities matches up with one of the governor's highest priorities, and that's fixing the lead and copper rule. The governor has proposed lowering it from 15 parts per billion to 10 parts per billion, and we're looking to help support him in redrafting this rule to better protect our city's water supplies and our public health in these cities. But also, we're looking at really making a push for a new statewide septic code. We're the only state in the entire United States that does not have a statewide septic code, and these septics produce nutrients and E. coli that can get into our rivers and streams and contaminate them. And a recent MSU study showed that every stream they tested had E. coli in it, human E. coli, likely from a septic system.
We're the only state in the country without a septic code. Do we know why that is?
You know, it's a numerous factors, but really it's just getting that coalition together to build the right system. And really what we want to see is a time of sale testing requirement where every time a house is sold, you have to disclose a septic system and get it tested.
Sustainable agriculture is always an important topic every year. Reducing runoff from farms is on the MEC's list. All we have to do is look at the algae blooms that we saw in Lake Erie a year or two ago to realize how important that is.
Absolutely. And the state has actually made it a very important step in designating the Western Lake Erie Basin as an impaired water. This gives the state a new set of tools to help reduce phosphorus counts in that basin and are a couple of the three key rivers in the state that feed that. We're seeing these increase throughout the Great Lakes, and we need to see a move towards less phosphorus runoff, and especially the newest dissolved reactive phosphorus. It's much more available to algae and can be much more destructive in general.
Once we start the new year, what might be priority one?
That's a tough question there. There's a lot of things that we want to work on in the next year. One of them is actually not at the legislative level, but at the local level, pushing for more 100% renewable cities. So Traverse City is actually poised to adopt a 100% renewable energy goal. Grand Rapids has a similar goal, and a lot of cities across the state have sustainability initiatives, climate initiatives, but very few are taking that next step. Traverse City is on its way, and we're hoping it will provide a great model for cities around the state.
Sean Hammond is the Deputy Policy Director for the Michigan Environmental Council, based in Lansing. We've been talking about his organization's priorities in 2017. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.
For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery.